The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound brought down by Lundy. Up ahead they go to the baseline to Crink. The free throw line, Becker. She's got the open jumper and it's good. And Axtell is just shooting lights out.
Tonight, it's the girls' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament as the Loomis Wolves take on the Eustis Farnham Knights and the Amherst Broncos Valley Axtell Wildcats. High school basketball in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Largest lead of the game at 10. Kiana Leach with a high pick and roll. Nice job to Fernandez. She goes into the left hand and scores. Second bucket for Jessica Fernandez.
In a tournament that always features an upset in the quarterfinals, the top three seeds survived this year to set an outstanding Final Four this weekend. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Butchkar live from the Viero Event Center in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Everyone and welcome here to the Viero Event Center for the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Semifinals. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. And we anticipate two very good matchups here tonight. We'll begin first of all with the top seed in the Fort Kearney Conference, the Loomis Lady Wolves. They are 14-1 on the season. They'll be taking on Eustis Farnham. Eustis Farnham at 9-9. But we don't really have any history to kind of go on here because Loomis and Eustis Farnham have not played yet this season. They're going to play twice in a week because of their matchup here in the conference tournament and then the regular season matchup that will be played in Loomis on the 5th. But we don't have a history to kind of go on in that game. Obviously, Loomis with that better record and the higher seed would be somewhat of a favorite here against the Eustis Farnham Lady Knights. In our second game tonight, we've got the number three seed, the Axtell Lady Wildcats, taking on the Amherst Lady Broncos, as Amherst, the number two seed, taking on the number three seed. So Eustis Farnham, really the only one to pull off even what you would consider a minor upset so far in the Fort Kearney Conference tournament, as they were able to eliminate four-seeded Elwood, 43-36. Loomis had no problem with Overton, 59-34. To make it here into the semifinals. And then again, the other matchup is going to be the 2-3 game between third-seeded Axtell and second-seeded Amherst. So we anticipate a very good matchup between these two teams. There's really no team in the Fort Kearney Conference, either boys or girls, that you would just kind of point at and say, that is a dominant team. That team really can't be beaten at all. So again, we have a couple of very interesting matchups here tonight, as will be top-seeded Loomis taking on fifth-seeded Eustis Farnham to start things off, and then the number two seed Amherst taking on number three seed Axtell coming up here in just a few moments. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a little pause here for the national anthem. We'll be back with the starters as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, or New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starters right after this timeout.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I am asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. Let's give you our starting lineups. And again, we'll begin with the visiting team here today. And that will be the Eustace Farnham Lady Knights. Their starting lineup looks like this. Jessica Detterding is a 5'8 freshman. She'll start with Melissa Johnson, 5'6 junior. Miranda Lobby is 5'6 and a senior. Preston Reeker is 5'11 and a senior. Melanie Johnson, 5'7 junior, for head coach Jeremy Walters. For the top seed, the Loomis Lady Wolves, they'll start Courtney Palmer, a 5'5 senior. Tori Maskey, 5'7, also a senior. Brooke Thorell, 5'10 senior. Paige Thorell, 5'9 and a senior. And April Collin, a 5'4 senior. A very experienced ball club here for head coach Jim Rayburn. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. So there's the starters for Loomis. We got the starters for Eustace Farnham. Eustace Farnham, as we mentioned, 9-9 on the season. Eustace at 14-1. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with a tip right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, finding these two teams as easy as picking out black and white, because it will be the Knights in their road black uniforms with the white numbers, letters, and trim. Loomis, of course, the home team, so they're wearing their home white uniforms. They'll, of course, be accentuated by school colors of green with a little bit of black trim on them, as well as the letter L on the shorts. Eustace Farnham with the Knights on the pant leg. So nice. Good-looking uniforms for both these two teams. We're just about ready to get things underway. Doing the jumping here for Eustace Farnham is going to be Reeker, and she actually comes up with the ball as it was tipped around, but it was touched by somebody else. So she's able to kind of win the tip literally by herself, and so it will be Eustace Farnham in possession to start the basketball game here. They kick it in the corner. They get it over there for Reeker. Reeker enters it in. Shot up, glass up, and good for Melanie Johnson. So Johnson with the first 2 points of the ball game. They entered it to her just outside the lane, and she's able to back it up and in. So Loomis in the offensive zone on the movement here is going to be Collin. Collin's going to kick on the left side here for Palmer. They kick it in the corner. Little penetration on the baseline. Passes back out. Almost stolen away, and now it is stolen away. Coming out of there with it is going to be Johnson. Johnson's going to lay it off the glass a little bit too strong. It's tipped out of bounds, and Johnson almost reached out to grab the ball when she was still out of bounds. But she did not. Therefore, Loomis was the last to touch it. So a turnover on the Wolves here. And Eustace Farnham will inbound. They toss it for Reeker, and she'll kick it back out here for Lobbies, working it around the perimeter. There's Detterding. Detterding gives it between the circles here for Johnson, and they get it to the elbow and a quick jumper and a whistle. Melanie Johnson's going to head to the free throw line. She's going to have a couple of shots here as the push was going to be whistled on April Collin. That's going to be her first, team's first. And again, a few changes here from how the court is set up. The only scoreboard that is functioning is four-tiered, but it's right above the center court. The free throw is up and good for Johnson. And so shots on goal will suffice for saying how many team fouls there are. Melanie Johnson's second free throw is up and good, so a 4-0 lead here for Eustace Farnham. Driving the baseline is Thorell. Thorell, nice little entry pass inside for Paige Thorell. So Brooke got it inside for Paige, and then Paige was hit on the arm. So a nice little entry pass into Paige Thorell, and she's going to have a couple of free throws. And the free throw is off the rim, no good. The foul is going to be on Melanie Johnson. That is going to be her first. Second free throw, back around the back of the rim. It's no good. Johnson pulls down the rebound. And Johnson will give it up ahead here for Melissa Johnson. Melissa Johnson kicks it into the corner. With it is Lobby. Lobby gets it on the baseline here for Melanie Johnson, and it's stolen away. Loomis comes away with the steal as it was tipped around, and coming out of there with it is Palmer. Palmer's going to kick on the left side here. They get it over there for Maskey. Maskey's still open on that baseline as the Knights right now going a little 2-3 zone here. And off of some movement here, they give it for Courtney Palmer. Entry pass on the inside, tipped around off the glass into the hands of Thorell. And Brooke Thorell, kind of looky what I found as that pass was tipped around. And now we're going to have a reach whistled on Loomis on the inbounds play here. Tipped around, Thorell was able to pick it up after it was tipped by the defense, but off the glass, and Thorell was able to pick up the loose ball and lay it up and in. So the foul is going to be on Loomis, and that is the second foul on April Collins. So two fouls on Collins. She's going to come out of the ball game. And Palmer's going to pressure the inbounds here a little bit. Maskey trying to knock the ball loose, does, but she was the last to touch it. And Melissa Johnson will, nope, she's not going to inbound it. She's going to hand it off here. Checking in for Loomis a moment ago, though, was Riley Hahn. So long entry pass, and I better protect my computer. Nope, went a little bit over the top of me. I don't have the ups necessary to grab that one. In any event, pass is going to be an error, a turnover forced by the Loomis defense on Eustace Farnham. That'll be their second turnover. So the Wolves get the ball back here. Courtney Palmer gets the inbound. She's going to kick in the corner there for Maskey. Back out for Palmer. And Palmer's going to work it back around the perimeter here to Colette Thorell. Entry pass, and that's going to be a kick. I'm not sure who kicked it. It was either Melissa Johnson or Jenna Wettick. In any event, it's going to be Loomis basketball here. Baskey's going to throw it down the baseline. She kicks it in the corner. There's Palmer. She's open for three, and she hits the three. So Courtney Palmer strokes in the three, and for the first time tonight, Loomis has a lead here. They lead it at 5-4. And ball knocked out of bounds on that far side as Loomis trying to pounce on the basketball, coming up with that full court pressure here, but they just knock it out of bounds. And Jessica Detterding is going to toss it in. She'll do so at the end of the Knights bench. They get it in for Lobby. Lobby double team, gets it to Johnson. She's got it across the timeline, does Melissa. And she'll kick it off on the right side for Melanie. And back around the perimeter, top of the circle, that's Detterding. Detterding's going to give it right side for Lobby. Lobby's going to skip it, almost stolen away, but good hands there by Reeker to pick it up here for Eustace Farnham. They enter it to the elbow here for Johnson. Johnson's going to kick it right here for Detterding. Detterding's long jumper is no good. And rebounded by Loomis by Brooke Thorell. So Thorell gives it up here to Palmer, and Palmer will dribble on the right sideline, kick it top of the circle. There's Colette Thorell. She'll fire a three. Good-looking shot, no good. Rebound tipping around, and Jessica Detterding comes up with it here for Eustace Farnham. She'll kick it up ahead here for Johnson, and Johnson slowly will bring it into the offensive zone. She kicks on the left side. Long jumper by Reeker, no good. Offensive rebound in the lane. That's Lobby. Her shot won't fall, and the rebound goes out of bounds and last touched by one of the Wolves. So it'll be Knights basketball right underneath their own basket here as Jessica Detterding is going to toss it in. In for the Wolves is going to be Janessa Bergman. So Janessa back on defense as they inbound it here for Melissa Johnson. Johnson tries to pass it on the inside and almost stolen. Yeah, it is stolen. Referee put his hand up, and I thought maybe Paige Thorell was out of bounds, but Thorell comes up with the basketball, was able to save it in the hands of Bergman. Bergman's got it back. She'll kick it around the perimeter here. Gives it to Thorell as they'll back up. Tori Maskey's going to skip it. Right side, here's Palmer for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Colette Thorell. She's in the land of giants, has to kick it back out. They're going to reset the half-court offense. They get it over to Maskey. Maskey drives the baseline. Shot no good. Another offensive rebound and a bucket by Paige Thorell. Well, Loomis brought their lunch pail there because they had to go to work on the class to come up with the bucket. Pass up ahead to Reeker. Reeker's going to drive, and there's a block inside on Paige Thorell. And so a couple of free throws come in the way of Eustace Farnham. It's 7-4. Eustace Farnham, Loomis with the lead. 7-4, so a three-point lead here for Loomis, their largest lead of the game. And they're going to say the block came before the foul, so Melissa Johnson is going to inbound it. And she'll toss it in here for Lobby. And Lobby helps work it back around. Back out here for Reeker. Reeker kicks it off on the left side for Lobby. Lobby walked with it. So that'll be another Eustace Farnham turnover. Checking in here for Loomis is going to be Brooke Thorell. So she'll come in here for Palmer. And now to play point guard here is going to be Janessa Bergman. She gets the inbounds here from Clarette Thorell. And so on the bounce, they give it top of the circle here for Bergman. Bergman skips it. Empty pass on the inside. There's three black jerseys tipping it around, but Thorell comes up with it. And Brooks going to kick it back out. A little penetration driving the baseline here is Tori Maskey. And Maskey's going to score. Nice little penetration in the lane, and then the bounce pass to Maskey, and it's a five-point lead here for Loomis, their largest lead of the game. After the first 4 points were scored by Eustace Farnham, a 9-0 run here for Loomis. In the lane, jumper no good by Melanie Johnson. Coming out with it is the Wolves. That's Clarette Thorell. She'll drive, hand the ball back out here for Brooke. She'll kick it top of the circle. Here's Bergman for three, and she hits the three. A 12-0 run for Loomis, and the Wolves with an 8-point advantage at 12-4. 3:11 to go here in quarter number one. A game of runs here. And now the kick on the corner here for Reeker. Reeker facing a little bit of pressure as that Loomis defense has really played very well since the early stages. Johnson kicks it out. Here's Reeker. She's going to fire a three off the rim, no good. And coming out with it is going to be Bergman. So Janessa Bergman, she'll bring in the offensive zone. Kicks on the right side here for Clarette Thorell. On the baseline, she shut off, so she gives it out for Bergman. Top of the circle here for Brooke. Brooke from the free throw line is going to kick it back out. Now they give it right side. Open for the jumper is Clarette Thorell. Shot's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And we're going to call a push here on Loomis, on Tori Maskey. And we got a timeout. Timeout taken by the Knights here. They trail it after a 12-0 run by Loomis. The Loomis Wolves lead Eustace Farnham in game number one. The semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, it's 12-4. Loomis, we're back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the VRO Event Center. Eustace Farnham had kind of seen enough. They're in a little bit of trouble here as they now trail it 12-4 after they led 4-0 in the early stages. So Jeremy Walters has seen enough. He feels the need to kind of slow things down by calling a timeout. And this timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at concession stands across the area. I know several Fort Kearney Conference schools use their services in their concession stand. A little pressure here by Loomis, but the Knights bring it across the timeline with no problem. Lobby gives it top of the circle here for Johnson. Johnson kicks on the left side for Detterding. Detterding throws in the corner for Reeker, and I'll tell you what, right in Reeker's grill is Brooke Thorell. And Loomis right now is really amping up the defense. Lobby, going to lob it down the inside. It's intercepted. Wolves come up with another turnover. On the dribble here is going to be Paige Thorell, and she ran into the Knights, Melissa Johnson, and Johnson is there defensively for the charge. So Paige Thorell will pick up her second personal foul. So she has two, and April Collin has two for Loomis. So in the first quarter, a couple of Wolves starters in a little bit of foul trouble. We'll see how that plays out through the course of the game. Johnson helps bring it across the timeline. Gets the ball back after she passed it to Reeker. They'll get it off on the left side here for Wettick. Wettick gets it in the lane. Penetration here by Johnson. Shot no good. And it's going to be tipped out in the hands of Melissa Johnson. Johnson's pass through the lane is off the mark. Intercepted by the Wolves. And on the run here is going to be Brooke Thorell. And she carried it. So we just swapped turnovers here. Unofficially, Eustace Farnham with six turnovers. Three for the Wolves. Don't forget, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM is the Boys Luplac Conference semifinals tonight. They're playing that over in Wood River. Doug Duda's got the call. Johnson gets it to the elbow here for Johnson. That's Melanie, and she'll get it back after working it around. And now Detterning's got it. She'll bounce past right side for Melissa Johnson. And driving the right side is going to be Melanie. And Melanie goes hard to the basket, hit on the arm, and she's going to go in line for another couple shots. She's 2 for 2 from the line. She has all 4 Eustis Farnham points. And after 12 straight here for Loomis, an opportunity for the Knights to get back in the scoring column. Been stuck on 4 for quite a while, and now you make it 5. It's 12-5. Loomis with the lead. The foul, by the way, was on Riley Hahn. That is her first. Miranda Lobby checks back in here for the Knights. And Johnson toes the line. And that one's off the mark. And Loomis pulls down the rebound. That's Maskey snagging the bound. And she'll get the ball ahead here for Janessa Bergman. Bergman will play the point. Kicks it left side for Maskey.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to VO Event Center. Had some technical problems with our internet. I think we got it permanently fixed. And Loomis has the basketball. They work it around the perimeter. And Bergman misses a shot. You haven't missed any points since we stepped away. It's still 14-9. Loomis with a 9-point lead here over Eustis Farnham. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. Lobby will fire a 3. There's 8 seconds to go here in the quarter as the ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touch by the Wolves. So time here for Eustis Farnham on the inbounds play to make some magic happen. And we'll see what they're able to put in process here. They inbound it, kick it in, and the jumper, no good for Lobby. Offensive rebound, and then the shot is blocked. Now it's on the ground. It's going to be a hell ball or not. They call the jump ball. I don't think they're even going to. They're going to wave off the jump ball because nobody's going to be able to do anything with it as the clock expires. And so it will be Loomis basketball when we start the second quarter. And Loomis will start that quarter with a 14-5 lead. We'll be back with quarter number 2 right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. One quarter is in the books, and Loomis with a 14-5 lead And don't forget, on our sister station, we have coverage of the Luplat Conference Boys semifinals for you. As Doug Duda has the call, as the Kearney Catholic Stars will be taking on the Gibbon Buffaloes in game number one. So kick in the corner here for Eustace Farnham. They give it off on the right side here for Thorell. Thorell kicks it back out here for April Collin. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Top of the circle, there's Courtney Palmer, and Palmer strokes in a three. Their second three-pointer of the game, and it's 17-5. And so they have continued to press that lead up ahead. They get it up for Detterding. Detterding's going to kick it back out here for Johnson. For Eustace Farnham, Reeker has it on the right side between the circles for Melissa Johnson. And Johnson, nice pass through the lane, but the shot is blocked. Thorell with the block and then landed on the baseline. But Brooke Thorell with a very nice block as the pass was down to Miranda Lobby. And Lobby had her shot blocked by Thorell. And that was a very quick athletic play there by Brooke Thorell. Thorell now is going to pressure that inbounds, but they're able to get it into Lobby. Lobby's going to dribble to the right side. 15-foot jumper, no good. It's bouncing around. Now it's on the ground. Knights come up with it, and kicking it out here is going to be Detterding. Detterding gets it back in the lane. They give it inside, and the shot, no good. Offensive rebound. Bucket won't count as it rolled out of there, but Preston Reeker is going to head to the free throw line after pulling down the rebound. At the end of one quarter, Gibbon leads Kearney Catholic 11-10 in the boys' Luplat Conference semifinals. Reeker at the free throw line. Free throw is up and good. The foul, by the way, was on Brooke Thorell. That is just her first. Seven now as a team on Loomis. Second free throw on the way here for Reeker. It's also good. Eustace Farnham doing a lot of their damage from the free throw line. That's where five of their 7 points are from. They trail it 17-7, 6:48 to go here in the second quarter. Loomis with the basketball. Collin is going to kick left side for Palmer. She'll get it in the corner for Maskey. Maskey just works it back around the perimeter as they're just kind of passing. Now they enter it inside that zone. Turnaround jumper, no good. But Paige Thorell hit on the arm, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. They just kind of pass around, got that zone moving a little bit, and was able to dump it. Not quite into the lane, just on the edge of the lane, and then Thorell turnaround jumper. She was hit on the arm by her Lobby. And so Thorell is going to shoot two. And Paige Thorell, an 0 for 2 from the free throw line so far, and the free throw is up and good. For the Knights, Melanie Johnson going to check back in. Also, Miranda Lobby. So a couple of substitutions for Eustace Farnham head coach Jeremy Walters. Second free throw by Thorell, and she hits it. So she makes both of them and pushes the lead out to a dozen. Largest lead of the game here for Loomis. They inbound the basketball to Melissa Johnson. Johnson's in a little trouble. And we got a foul as she made the pass to Jessica Detterding. So with the foul, we'll walk to the other end of the court. We're going to shoot one and one here because that's now 18 fouls on Loomis. So to the line for that front end of the one and one is going to be Jessica Detterding. The foul on Palmer is her first. So Detterding, the front end. The free throw is on the way. High free throw, no good. And rebounded by Paige Thorell. Thorell hands it off. On the run here is going to be Collin. Collin kicks it off on the right side. Driving the baseline is Brooke Thorell. Brooke Thorell's shot is short. And then they double-team the rebound as Johnson had it. And Eustace Farnham forced to call a timeout. With 6:16 to go, Melanie Johnson in all sorts of problems there after she got the rebound, but they trapped her immediately. And so timeout for Eustace Farnham. We'll take it with them. They trail it now 19-7. We'll be back with more of the second quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
.616 to go here in the second quarter, 19-7. Loomis with the lead. Eustace with the basketball. Eustace Farnham with the ball. Johnson's going to kick it left side. Here's a quick jumper by Reeker. It's off the mark and out of bounds. Shooting percentage for Eustace Farnham is not good. It was off the hands of the Wolves. And so to toss it in here is going to be Jessica Detterding. Clarette threw out. It came by her shoulder so fast she tried to grab it, and she knocked it out of bounds. Just wasn't quick enough to catch that one, and she's pretty quick. Johnson will kick right side for Lobby. Back out for Johnson. Left wing, they get it for Detterding. Detterding has the basketball, gives it top of the circle for Melissa Johnson. And in the lane, quick little shot up, no good. And rebounded by Paige Thorell, her third rebound. And quickly, here comes Loomis. It's Colin, gets it on the baseline here for Brooke Thorell. Entry pass, that's problems in there for Paige Thorell. She puts up the shot, it's blocked. I'm not even sure by who. I'm going to give credit to Melanie Johnson, who also came up with the basketball, and they'll come out of there with it. That one didn't have much of a chance there, as there was about six arms that Thorell had to contend with. Kick on the right side. Here's a three by Reeker. It's no good, and the rebound is off the hands of Johnson. Eustace Farnham has hit only one field goal so far in the game. Now you've got 2 points from the field. Haven't hit a three-pointer, obviously. And their field goal shooting percentage has not been good here. Much of that has to do with some pretty good Loomis defense, but there have been some open shots, and Eustace Farnham just hasn't hit. Loomis working around the perimeter. Thorell will kick on the right wing for Bergman, and Bergman kicks it off. And well, they get the ball on that skip pass, and then a little extra stepper by April Collin as she started. That's going to be the fourth turnover on Loomis compared to seven for Eustace Farnham. Just a shade inside of 5 minutes to go before halftime. At halftime, we'll talk about our second game of the night between Axtell and Amherst. We'll talk with Amherst head coach Nick Yekout. Kind of help set the stage for that game. Bounce pass on the right wing. That's Melissa Johnson. She'll give it between the circles here for Lobby. Lobby on the right side for Johnson. And nice little motion play here. Johnson has on the baseline, trying to bounce it over for Detterding. It goes through Detterding's legs and out of bounds. And the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Eustace Farnham. Trying to make the steal was Miranda Lobby. And it will be Loomis basketball. Blew the whistle. I thought they might call the reach, but they've let him play a little bit. It hasn't gotten physical. They've set a nice standard for what is and is not a foul. Right wing, Bergman skips it. Entry pass on the inside, a little bit too strong, and intercepted by Reeker. So that'll be another Loomis turnover, and Reeker's going to dribble down the sideline, brings in the offensive zone, gives it for Lobby here for Eustace Farnham. They'll kick on the left side as we reach the midway point of the second quarter. Top of the circle, Lobby. Right wing, Johnson. Johnson gets it to the elbow for Melanie Johnson, and she finds a cutter in Detterding, and Detterding will score. Nice pass from the elbow from Melanie Johnson to Detterding down on the low block. And just the second field goal of the game here for Eustace Farnham. Here's the three on the left wing by Collin. It's no good. And a rebound by Eustace Farnham. The outlet pass is knocked out of bounds by Paige Thorell. And now Loomis head coach Jim Rayburn basically saying, sick them. You know, Loomis had dropped back in the half-court defense. He says, no, we're going to continue to press. Go up there. And so they've got time with the substitution to put some pressure on the ball. Detterding bounce passes on the right side for Johnson. Johnson, double team, is able to pass it over the top of the defense to Reeker. Reeker dribbles, gets it on the baseline here for Johnson. Johnson took an extra step with it. That's going to cost Eustace Farnham a bucket because Johnson caught the ball in rhythm and fired the shot, but she just took a little extra bunny hop there when she caught the ball. As a result, she took too many steps with it to get started, and she hit a baseline jumper that would have been worth two. 19-9, Loomis with a 10-point lead. They've led by as many as a dozen. Eustace Farnham had the early 4-0 lead, but since then they've been outscored 19-5. Pass on the inside, knocked loose and intercepted by Lobby. Another Loomis turnover. They keep forcing it on the inside there instead of passing around the perimeter and getting the defense to move first. Johnson's going to kick it up ahead. She gets it for Melanie Johnson. Melanie Johnson gets it on that left side, and it's tied up. They got it out on that right wing to Detterding, and it was tied up there by Brooke Thorell. Possession arrow is pointing the Eustace Farnham, so we'll move the arrow and hand the basketball to the Knights, and they'll toss it in here for Melissa Johnson. Johnson kicks on the left side here for Reeker. Gets it inside, leaning up is Melanie Johnson, and Johnson hits the shot. And again, that nice little entry pass came with some motion, and Melanie Johnson kind of just slipped underneath that defense. Around the perimeter goes Loomis. They'll pass it off here for Thorell. Top of the circle for Palmer. Back to Thorell. She's going to fire a three. Back to the iron, no good. Rebound by Melanie Johnson, her third of the half. Long outlet pass. Nobody's up there except for Jessica Detterding, and Detterding's going to lay it up and in. Timeout, Loomis. They've had their lead cut down to six. They led at one point by a dozen. Now they lead it only 19-13, 2:32 to go. Here in the second quarter, we're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney.
Shade over 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. And Loomis, after trailing 4-0 early, built a nice 12-point lead. But now Eustace Farnham, they're on a little bit of a run here, cutting that lead back. So timeout for Loomis. And they'll take it on the baseline, working around the perimeter. Palmer's got it. And they'll give it up on that left side. And it was blocked by Reeker. And the ball is out of bounds on the rebound. And it's going to belong here to Loomis. Didn't see who the ball went off of, but it is going to be Loomis basketball. Maskey's going to toss it in, and open in the corner is Collin. Collin's going to fire a three, and it bounces on the rim twice. It's no good. Reeker pulls down the rebound, and she'll get it off for Melissa Johnson. Johnson brings in the offensive zone as she dribbles across the logo here at the Viero Event Center. Here in Kearney, Reeker gets it on the baseline. Pass through the lane is off the mark, and intercepting it is going to be April Collin. Collin on the run. Collin stops, and she's still pivoting on that foot as the defense drops back into the zone. And on the dribble here is Colorette Thorell. Thorell gives it to April Collin. Collin kicks in the corner. A pull-up jumper in transition there by Maskey. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Shot no good. Another offensive rebound off the glass. Paige Thorell will score. Brooke Thorell kept alive with one rebound, and then Paige gets the bucket off of the second offensive rebound on that possession. Entry pass, knocked loose, intercepted. Here comes Loomis. Clarette Thorell's got it. She does not have numbers, but she's going to drive. She's got an angle, and now she's got a bucket. Clarette Thorell, part of a quick 4-0 run here for Loomis to push their lead back out to 10. We got a minute 5 to go before halftime. Don't forget, we will have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. In the corner, Reeker in a little bit of trouble. They pass it in the lane, and catch there by Melanie Johnson, but the shot won't fall, and it's rebounded by Tori Maskey. Maskey gives it off left wing. Collin will bring it across the timeline. She's used up her dribble, kicks it in the corner for Brooke Thorell. And now left wing, that's Collin. Entry pass, knocked loose, intercepted by Melanie Johnson, another pass that Loomis tried to force on the inside. It just wasn't there. Long pass up ahead. The ball is loose, and Lobby picks it up. And Lobby lost it, but Reeker's got it. So Eustace Farnham maintains possession here with 20 seconds to go. With it is number 20, Melissa Johnson. She'll kick left side. Open for the jumper here is Reeker. Reeker's long shot is no good. And coming up with the rebound was Tori Maskey. Maskey originally was trying to pivot, and then she realized, I can still dribble, and good thing she did. Otherwise, she would have walked with it. 3 seconds left. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Eustace Farnham and Jessica Detterding. Ends the first half with a rebound as the Knights have a little work to do as we head to the locker rooms. Loomis with a 23-13 lead over Eustace Farnham, so the top seed with a 10-point advantage over the Lady Knights. As we put a little time up there on the clock for the halftime, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll talk about the first half. We'll talk with Nikki Eckhout, the head girls basketball coach at Amherst. to set up the stage for Amherst and Axtell, our second game of the evening. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Two girls semifinals here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the Bureau Event Center. We're at halftime of the first game where the top seed, the Loomis Lady Wolves, with a 23-13 lead over the Eustace Farnham Lady Knights. And our second game of the evening will have the number 2 seed Amherst taking on third seeded Axtell in what could be a very good matchup. We kind of anticipate all four teams pretty evenly balanced here, and kind enough to talk to us about our second game is Nikki Eckhout, the head girls basketball coach at Amherst. And it is a very balanced field. I mean, a 5 beating a 4 isn't exactly an upset. So, you know, kind of the teams you thought would be here are here.
Yeah, this is by far, I mean, top to bottom, really the most balanced our conference has been in years. And I think it's made for a pretty fun and obviously very competitive season for a lot of teams. But yeah, that seeing the top 1, 2, 3, and then 5 seats here, that's pretty exciting. That's pretty fun.
And in years past, there's been some upsets. I think probably most famously, Loomis has had a little bit of trouble getting here. Now that they're here, 14-1, you probably would have to say they are the team to beat.
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they've proved that in, you know, every night they've gone in and won some tough games. The other night they beat Axtell in double overtime, you know, great game. And so, yeah, I definitely think Loomis is probably the team to beat. For us tonight, however, the team to beat is definitely Axtell. We're not thinking past Axtell one little bit. They've been looking real good. We watched them play Sumner the other night, and they were hotter than anything. I think they had like 9 three-pointers or something in the first half even maybe. So we're hoping that it's a little that the coldness of this building will help cool off some of that shooting for them tonight.
Well, the coaches and the media guys sitting here on the ice, we get a little chilly. The girls tend to warm up there pretty nicely out there. This is a fun environment.
This is
the third year that it's been here. Talk a little bit about what your girls say about the experience of playing here.
You know, they don't say much to me about it, but you know that they want to get back. You know, and I think, you know, they'd want to be in the tournament no matter where it's at.
Right.
But I do think that this just gives it a special feel. I hope we can continue having it here because I just really think it's fun, and I sure wish that everybody could have a chance to experience it, you know, at some point. So I hope they continue to have it here.
Is it your observation as we're talking about the Bureau Event Center here that you know, the big open spaces, because you got the glass backboards and they are a long ways away from you know, most gyms,
right?
It's about 8 feet away from the wall. Here you got a lot of distance. Does that have an impact on shooters, or is that overstated?
I think it's kind of overstated a little bit. I guess from our experience the past couple of years, we've scored right at our average, you know, both times. And so I don't really think it has anything more to do with it than what maybe a person makes of it. And tonight, I mean, we've seen a couple girls make threes, and, you know, Loomis is shooting just fine. So I think they're right on pace to what they normally score. Eustace is a little bit cold, but they're seeming to not want to shoot the ball quite as much as maybe they need to be. So, I don't think it's a big deal. I honestly think it's good for, you know, those teams that may be looking to go on to the state tournament, because you get some of those venues there that are more open. So it's kind of a good way to get prepared.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why the conference likes coming here so much. Let's talk a little bit about Axtell. Give us a quick sky report, kind of some names in there you kind of have to worry about.
Well, for sure, you know, we're going to have to keep See, now I'm not going to be able to come up with a name I want to say. We're Lundeen. I was going to call her by her first name. We got to keep Lundeen in check. Last time we played her, she really drove to the hole hard on us, and we didn't do a good job of pinching and stopping her. The first time we played them, Hannah Kring was hurt. So, you know, that puts a little different twist on things. All their guards, you know, are good shooters the other night. Nickel and Miller and Lundeen were all hot from the outside. So, you know, I don't see us getting away with much zone. We'll probably have to play quite a bit of man, which we're okay with. We probably prefer that anyway. You know, I just think it's going to be a fun, full court, fast paced game, and that's kind of what we like. So.
And defensively, what do they like to do? What are they going to try to do to you?
Well, you know, when I went and watched them the other night play Loomis, they looked a lot like us. They played a lot of man. They played good help side defense. They played just a little bit of zone. They threw a press in every now and then. So. Honestly, they look a lot like us. So I just really think it should be a good matchup.
We're at halftime of the first Fort Kearney Conference Girls semifinal. Loomis right now leading USIS Farnham 23-13. We're talking with Amherst head coach Nikki Eckhout. One last question. What's the key tonight? I mean, the last thing you kind of write on the board before you guys come out of the locker room, what are you going to really emphasize to the girls?
Well, personally, I guess I just think the biggest thing is that we compete. You know, we just show up and we compete every possession, and don't take anything for granted here tonight. Don't take for granted that this is our third time here and, you know, la, la, la. Now be excited, you know, and just go out there and compete and fight through the downs and you know, see what happens at the end. Should be a good game.
And that's why we're here. It's a lot of fun. Nikki, appreciate the time.
You bet.
That's Nikki Eckhout, the head girls basketball coach in Amherst. Want to say thanks to her for joining us here at halftime. Once again, a 10-point advantage for the Loomis Lady Wolves. They lead it 23-13 here during the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's go through the numbers here real quick for USIS Farnham. Only three girls have gotten in the book so far. They're being led by Melanie Johnson. She has 7 points on the evening. She's hit two of the four field goals that USIS Farnham has scored here in the first half. So Johnson with 7. Jessica Detterding has hit the other two field goals pretty much in back-to-back fashion. She's got 4 points here at intermission. And Preston Reeker, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And so she's got 2 points here at the break. For Loomis, very balanced scoring. Courtney Palmer has hit a couple of three-pointers. She's got 6 points to tie Paige Threlper, the title of leading scorer for either team. Threlper also with 6 points. Janessa Bergman off the bench. She hit a three-pointer for her 3 points. And Brooke Threlper with 2. Toy Maskey with 2. And Clarette Threlper off the bench also with 2 points. At halftime, it is Loomis with a 23-13 lead over USIS Farnham. And we'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. As you can hear by the whistle, they're inbounding the basketball right in from us. Loomis will have possession of the ball to start things off. Collin is going to kick it off on the left wing here for Brooke Thorell. Back out for April Collin. And they'll give it up on the right side. Courtney Palmer strokes in her third three-pointer of the game. And the lead is out to 13, the largest lead of the game here for Loomis. And on the inbounds, they tie it up. It's going to remain in possession of the Knights. But Miranda Lobby was a double team there by Brooke Thorell and also Maskey, and they were able to create the held ball situation so that press doesn't get the basketball but does reap some benefits here for Loomis. Loomis back on defense after a long inbounds pass to Melissa Johnson. Johnson will bring it into the offensive zone, and they're looking to trap. They get the ball to the top of the free throw line, and Reeker hits the shot. So Preston Reeker, nice little 15-foot turnaround jumper, her first field goal. On the dribble here is Collin. Collin gives it right back to the right side for Palmer. Palmer gets it back. Thought about that three, same spot she hit it a minute ago. And they get it off on the left side. Brooke Thorell on the dribble goes off of her foot and picked up by Preston Reeker. So that'll be another Loomis turnover here. And so Eustace Farnham will bring in the offensive zone. Melissa Johnson on the bounce, facing a little 2-3, but they're trying to trap out of it. Whenever they get a chance, they pass it in the lane. There's Melanie Johnson, and Johnson will score. They spread the floor out to give a little passing lane right through that lane, and Melanie Johnson got a nice little pass for a point guard and hit the shot. Here, Palmer's going to fire a three and hit another three for Loomis. So Courtney Palmer with 12 in the game, and again, that lead is out to 12. And the ball out of bounds on the run there was Melissa Johnson. She lost the basketball. Checking in here for Loomis is going to be Janessa Bergman. Bergman going to come in here for Brooke Thorell. So toss in the ball here is going to be Detterding. Detterding gets in the corner. There's Reeker for three. No good. Detterding had the rebound, then had it ripped out of her hands. April Collin comes up with a basketball. She dribbles down the sideline, brings in the offensive zone, gives to Palmer, gives it back out here for Collin, and she tries to enter it on the inside, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Eustace Barnum. I think that's going to go on Reeker. Yep. That's going to be a push on Preston Reeker. And that's going to be her first. First foul of the second half here for Eustace Farnham as well. On the inbounds, they get it for Paige Thorell, and Thorell going hard to the basket. And she hits the deck as she was fouled. And a nice round of applause there by head coach Jim Rayburn for Loomis. So the foul on Johnson, that's her second. So Paige will shoot two, and the first one's up high and no good. And she's 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Her first free throw attempts here in the second half. And she hits nothing but twine on that one. And she drains it. And Loomis again with their largest lead of the game. They led by 13 a couple of different times. And now Eustace Farnham in the offensive zone. Lobby dribbles down to the baseline. Lobs it. And picking it up there is going to be Johnson. And Melanie Johnson hits the bucket. And a quick timeout. Timeout here for Eustace Farnham. Exactly 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's 30-19. Loomis with the lead, and they'll inbound the ball. We come back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to the Viejo Event Center as Loomis will inbound the basketball here. Janessa Bergman to toss it in, and the Knights are dropping back in the half-court defense. They line up in a 2-3 here. On the dribble on the right side is April Collin. Collin gives it on the baseline for Paige Thorell. Thorell steps through a little pressure. Her shot's no good. Gets her own rebound. Lays it off the glass. That one won't fall. And the rebound is going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow pointing to Loomis. So the gals in green will inbound the basketball. Actually, they're in white. But the green numbers and letters, they'll inbound the rock here as Maskey will get it on the baseline for Thorell. Thorell, nice little ball fake, steps through. Moving through there is Collin, and Collin in the lane hits her first field goal. Little penetration there by Paige Thorell. And Collin coming through the lane, found a little open area and hit the jumper. Reeker will drive. Reeker with a left-handed layup here for Eustace Farnham. And she hits the bucket. So Eustace Farnham answers right back. The pace of the game definitely picking up here. But Loomis still has a double-digit lead. They lead at 32-21. 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. Collin off of the screen. Takes it on the baseline. Jumper, no, bounced around and good. April Collin hit the shot. Looked like it was going to come off the mark. Bounced off the rim, but off the glass and then right back in. Pressure being put on Melissa Johnson. Johnson gets the ball up ahead here for Melanie Johnson. Melanie gives it up ahead. The run here by Melissa Johnson, and Johnson had the ball knocked loose, and it goes out of bounds. Loomis going to make a couple of substitutions here. Clarette Thorell and Brooke Thorell going to check in. And the Knights are going to inbound underneath their own basket. Melissa Johnson to toss it in. And she'll get it at the elbow here for Lobby. Lobby kicks it off right side for Reeker. Reeker for three, no good. Offensive rebound and now a foul. Jessica Detterdeen pulled down her fourth rebound of the game. And now she'll go back to the line for an opportunity to hit a couple of free throws. The foul on April Collin, that is her third. First is a team here for Loomis of the second half. Detterding's free throw bounces around, no good off the back of the rim. Score remains 34-21. Loomis with a 13-point lead. And the second free throw by Detterding is on the way, and it rolls around and is no good again. They are at halftime in the Boys Luplac Conference semifinals. Kearney Catholic leading Gibbon 27-19 at intermission. Actually, they're back in the third quarter at this point. Don't have an update yet, but they're in the third quarter by now. So an 8-point Kearney Catholic lead. Again, that game is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Loomis inbounds the basketball, works it around the perimeter. The kick on the left side here is Brooke Thorell will drive, double teamed. Got to kick it back out for Clarette. Colette will help work it on the right side. A little step up jumper, no good, as it was Maskey putting up the shot, and it was blocked. And I think it was Lobby that came up with the block. And then trying to get the ball back, Loomis commits the foul. The foul is going to be on Riley Hahn, and that's going to be her second. So Johnson will bring in the offensive zone, and they'll enter it in the lane, and we got a little push. They made the pass for Melanie Johnson, and Johnson was pushed before the shot. She was trying to catch the ball, turn around, and maybe make something happen. But as she was landing, she was being pushed. And that is going to be Hahn's third foul. Off the inbounds, the Knights will get it for Lobby. Lobby on the sideline. Gets it to the elbow here by Reeker, and Reeker is fouled. She put up the shot. It was blocked, but she was also hit on the elbow. So Brooke Thorell is going to be whistled for her second personal foul. Now four is a team on Loomis, and they got the four pretty quickly here. Free throw rolls around and is no good for Preston Reeker. Reeker with 6 points in the ballgame. She hit her first two free throws and now has missed two in a row. Rebounded by Tori Maskey. Maskey kicks it up ahead, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds on that far sideline by Preston Reeker. But Loomis looking to run here. That long, about 45-foot pass. It was tipped out of bounds. And so the Wolves will inbound it, and they turn it over. It's intercepted by Melanie Johnson. Johnson's going to pass it up ahead. That's Melissa, and Melissa's going to lay it up and in. Johnson and Johnson combining on that bucket. And the lead is down to 11, 34-23. Loomis still by double digits here. They've led by as many as 13. So Eustace Farnham hasn't chipped away at it enough to be comfortable just yet. Collin kicks in the corner. Right side, there's Brooke Thorell. Shot's no good. And a foul on the rebound. Coming down with a rebound was Paige Thorell. I thought she had pretty good position. Yeah, she did, because the foul is going to be called on Melissa Johnson. Maskey to inbound it, and it is going to go off the hands of... Boom. Originally, I thought they were going to say it was off the hands of Eustace Farnham, but they're going to say Brooke Thorell was the last to touch it. They inbounded it, and they kind of collapsed on her as the ball came in. They tipped it, and then it went off of her hand, so Eustace Barnum's got the basketball here. Melissa Johnson facing a little bit of token pressure as she brings it across the timeline. Now they really amp up the pressure, and Clarette Thorell knocking the ball loose. And it was last touched by her, so the Knights will inbound right in front of us. And Detterding tosses in the basketball. She gets it for Melissa Johnson. And she'll give it on the left side here for Jessica Detterding. Top of the circle here, Melissa Johnson. Back left side for Detterding. Ball knocked loose. Boy, diving for the basketball there is Paige Thorell, and they're eventually going to tie it up. Check it, I said Paige. That was Clarette Thorell who knocked the ball loose and then was able to tie it up. Possession arrow is pointing to Eustace Barnum. So they've got the basketball here. And they run a little sideline inbounds play. And after Reeker cycles through, Lobby drops back. She'll get the inbounds. And she gives it on the left side here for Melissa Johnson. Johnson drives the lane. Shot bounces around. Good. Melissa Johnson, somehow with a little scoop shot in traffic, is able to get the bounce. And the lead is down to nine. 34-25, 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Loomis with the lead and the rock. Thorell will kick it out for April Collin. Collin gives it on the baseline. A little ball fake here by Brooke Thorell. And around the perimeter we go. Clarette's got it. She'll give it right side. Baseline jumper by Tori Maskey's no good. And last touch by Maskey. And so Eustace Barnum will have the ball. That'll be a team rebound here for Eustace Barnum. They toss in the ball here for Melissa Johnson. Johnson being double teamed. Right there with her is Brooke Thorell. And Collin can't even see her. They get it up ahead for Reeker. Reeker's able to throw it over the top, and now we got numbers. Driving is Detterding, and Detterding shot's no good, but she'll head to the line. Eustace Farnham, once they broke that press, had numbers. They went and attacked the rim with the pass up ahead for Jessica Detterding. And now Detterding's going to go to the line and shoot two. She's 0 for 3 from the line. The foul is on Paige Thorell, her third, and you might hear some groans in the background, as the Loomis fans thought that there was a turnover before that shot. Detterding's free throw is no good. And with 2:15 to go here, third quarter, it remains 34-25. Second free throw by Detterding. Looks short and is, but an offensive rebound by Reeker, and Reeker's going to score. So Reeker with 8 points in the game, six of those coming here in the third quarter. And timeout, Loomis. It's 34-27, 2:07 to go, third quarter. Timeout for the Wolves. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Well, a seven-point lead here for Loomis. They've led by as many as 13, but Eustace Farnham has done a nice job of getting things going offensively. You have to remember, at halftime, Eustace Farnham had only 13 points and a grand total of four field goals in the first half. Well, they've already almost doubled that here in the third quarter, in the third quarter alone. So Loomis has the basketball. They give it for Collin. Collin passes, is stolen away. Melissa Johnson comes up with a steal, brings it in the offensive zone. And now Loomis is going to drop back into a 2-3 zone. Left side, they give it for Reeker. Reeker enters it in. There's Johnson driving. Shoot enough last, and she'll score. She's got six in the quarter. Preston Reeker also with six in the quarter, and Melissa Johnson with four. They've scored 16 this quarter, only 13 in the first half. Clarette Thorell throws it on the baseline here for Brooke. Back out for Clarette. Colette will work it back around the perimeter. Now a little penetration here by Collin. Collin shoots off glass. but she drew the body contact. So now April Collin will have her first free throw attempts of the game. Well, at one point, Kearney Catholic was up 17 points on Gibbon. That lead is now down to 8. Again, that game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the Boys Luplac Conference semifinals. Collin on the baseline to toss it in here. And she has trouble getting it in, but a nice catch by Paige Thorell. She's going to shoot off glass, and she'll score. She made a nice catch because she wasn't very open. They threw it, and she reached out and just with one paw was able to pull it in, and then she made a very athletic move. So that was a pretty play there by Paige Thorell. So 36-29, pass on the right side. Here's Lobby for three. No good. Offensive rebound, and that's going to be a hell ball. Yeah, she brought the ball down low. And when that happened, Brooke Thorell was able to tie it up. Possession arrow is pointing to Loomis. So that'll be a Eustace Farnham turnover. As the Wolves will inbound the basketball. They lead it 36-29. 54 seconds to go here in the third quarter. On the bounce, April Collin. Collin will get it down on the baseline. In a little trouble there is Paige Thorell. She's going to kick it out. Jumper from 15 feet. No good by Brooke Thorell. Ball's on the ground. Loomis comes up with it. Now pass it out here for Courtney Palmer. And diving for the basketball there was Brooke Thorell. I think it was Brooke. And Collin now has it. She's going to slow things down. 27 seconds left. Give it up on the left side here for Brooke. Brooke's going to drive against a little bit of pressure here by Johnson and then loses the ball. Johnson comes up with the steal. And she'll hand the basketball off for Melissa Johnson. Melissa Johnson with 13 seconds left. Will bounce pass it between the circles here from Randall Lobby. 8 seconds left as Lobby passes left side for Detterding. Back top of the circle here for Lobby. 4 seconds left. Right wing with it is Johnson. And they're not going to get a shot off. They don't realize how little time was left. And Eustace Farnham was just dribbling around with it. And that'll end the third quarter. 36-29. Loomis with a 7-point lead. And Eustace Farnham will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. We come back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. 8 minutes on the clock to decide who makes it into the next round, into the championship round. And, of course, we'll have the championship games for you as well as all the consolation games. So we'll have all four games Saturday here from the Vero Event Center. And right now a 7-point lead for Loomis, but Eustace Farnham has some momentum and the basketball. They trail at 36-29, and they're working on the right wing. With the basketball is Johnson. Melanie Johnson looking at that zone. We'll get it back out for Melissa. Melissa and Melanie playing a little bit of catch with it. Melanie's got it right now. Back to Melissa. Top of the circle. Kick left side. There's Reeker for three, and she hits the three. First three-pointer of the game for Eustace Farnham, and they make it a 4-point game. 36-32. 7:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Left wing, Brooke Thorell. Gets it on the baseline for April Collin. Collin's going to drive that baseline into a double team. Pass a little bit dangerous. It's out of bounds. And it's off of Loomis. Melanie Johnson stepped through there trying to make the steal. She couldn't come up with the basketball. It went off of her hands, but off of a Loomis player's foot and out of bounds. So into the offensive zone here is going to be Melissa Johnson. Johnson will kick it off on the right side. Here's a three by Reeker. It is off the mark. Offensive rebound and a foul. The offensive rebound by Jessica Detterding. And Zetterding now will go to the line where she has not had a whole lot of success. She's 0 for 5 from the line. And the foul is going to be whistled on Paige Thorell, and that's noteworthy as well because that's the fourth foul on Thorell. The free throw is up and no good for Jessica Detterding. So Hahn's going to check in, and Hahn's got three fouls in somewhat limited action here today. So 6:58 to go, fourth quarter. What was once a Loomis 13-point lead has been cut down to four, and Detterding's going to try to make it three here with the free throw. It is rolling around and no good. They must have had a lane violation I did not see because she's shooting a third free throw here. The free throw is up and no good. Offensive rebound off glass bucket by Melanie Johnson. And Johnson makes it a one-possession game, 36-34. And a little reach foul is going to be whistled on Eustace Barnum. And that one, maybe a little ticky-tack, but Melissa Johnson, I think, is going to be the one that's called for that foul. At the end of three quarters, Kearney Catholic right now leading against Gibbon in Wood River in the Luplac Conference semifinals, 47-35. Inbounds in the lane with it is Hahn. Hahn turnaround jumper no good, but Hahn was fouled. She got the ball about 9 feet away from the basket in the lane and just caught it, squared herself up, tried to put up the shot. And as much as anything, that was an opportunity to get to the free throw line. And Hahn certainly made that happen because of the foul on Preston Reeker. That's the second on Reeker. And so Hahn's going to shoot two. First one is up high and is off the mark. .6:45 to go here, fourth quarter. 36-34, Loomis with the lead, and the free throw up and good for Hahn. All right, I'll mention it now that she hit nothing but net. She hit nothing on the first one. She put up an air ball, and then Hahn just hit dead solid in the middle of the basket on her second shot. On the baseline, with it is Miranda Lobby. Lobby will help work it back around to Johnson. Right wing to Melanie Johnson. Her jumper's no good. Rebound out there by Loomis. It's Brooke Thorell who comes up with it. She still has the dribble. Now she'll kick it off on the right side. Melanie Johnson tried to make the steal, but she ran out of room there. She knocked it into the Loomis bench. So that's where the ball will be inbounded, with the Wolves leading at 37-34. They have led since the early stages. They inbound it to Riley Hahn. And Hahn will get the ball back out here for Collin. On the baseline with it is Maskey. Maskey gets it at the elbow. Quick jumper here by Brooke Thorell. No good. Rebounded by Melanie Johnson. That was pretty good defense because that was a tough shot. And now the Knights will bring it in the offensive zone. Theoretically, they could tie things here with a tray. They'll give it up on the right side. Reeker gets it to the top of the circle here by Lobby. Lobby's going to drive. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hahn. That was a good look there for Eustace Farnham. And Eustace Farnham shot very cold in that first half. What they wouldn't give to shoot just a little bit better than that here in the second. And they have so far in the second half. They get it at the elbow here for Hahn. Hahn's going to kick it back out for Collin for Loomis. And she's picked up defensively and will have to give it off on the right wing here for Thorell. Thorell gets it for Hahn. Hahn turnaround jumper no good. Rebound by Preston Reeker. And Reeker will give it off to one of the guards. And now on the bounce is Melissa Johnson. Johnson will set things up between the circles here. And they'll get it off on the right wing. And now top of the circle. They give it for Melissa Johnson. She'll fire a three. It's out of bounds off the air bell. And that'll be Loomis basketball. Brett Thorell going to check back in here for Loomis. And also in for Loomis is Tara Maskey. So now inbound the basketball here, April Collin, 5:04 to go. Here in the fourth quarter, 37-34. Since taking a 5-4 lead, Loomis has not trailed. And they dribble nearly tied up around the perimeter. Now Tara Maskey will help work it back around. Now left side, Collin. Collin's pass tipped and the... coming up with the ball is Melissa Johnson, and Johnson has the ball knocked out of bounds We had a couple of different players get knocked down. The officials didn't call a foul on either one of them, so they're letting them play a little bit, not playing, calling ticky-tack there. But it does get the ires of both teams up when people are on the ground because of contact and no foul call. The inbounds will go to Detterding, and Detterding hits a 15-foot jumper. Detterding makes it a one-point ball game. And Loomis will bring in the offensive zone. I said it before, I'll say it now, since I've talked about the officiating. I think they set a nice standard for what is and is not a foul in this game. Florent Thorell will give it up right side. Nasky double-teamed on the baseline, kicks it back out for Thorell. Top of the circle for Collin. Jumper, no good. Rebounded by Reeker. And here's a chance for the Knights to take the lead back. Last time they led it was in the early stages when they started the game on a 4-0 run. They trailed by as many as 13, and they shoot for the lead on the right wing. Lobby shot is no good, and rebounded by Tara Maskey. And Maskey gives it up ahead here for Collin. Collin, left side for Tori Maskey. Jumper, no good. Rebounded by Melissa Johnson. Johnson trying to outrun the defense. She's going to drive. She's going to lay it up. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. 3:44 to go, fourth quarter, 37-36. Loomis with a one-point lead and the basketball. And for a while, we thought this one, you know, the top seed and on the number five seed, they were leading them by 13 points, but Eustis Barnum shooting much better here in the second half, and they are not going away. Kick on the left side, now entry pass in for Loomis, and we're going to have a foul called on the Knights. They pass the ball in the lane, and Paige Thorell immediately leaning in, trying to make something happen, which is a little bit of a gutsy play there because she's got four first personal fouls. But she gets the foul called on Melanie Johnson, and that's going to be the third on Johnson. So at the line is going to be Thorell for the front end of a one-and-one, and Paige strokes it in. That'll earn her the bonus. Second free throw up and good. So all 3 points for Loomis here in the fourth quarter have come from the free throw line. And they lead it by three, 39-36. Eustis Farnham gives it left side for Jessica Detterding. Checked in during the free throws. Detterding gave it away, now gets it back. Between the circles, they give it for Melissa Johnson. Melissa Johnson steps up to the top of the key, gives it left side for Detterding. Her long deuce, back the iron, no good. Nothing but white jerseys there. Brooke Thorell pulls down the rebound. She dribbles down that right sideline and gives it back out here for April Collin. Gives it to Thorell on the baseline to Maskey. Back out for the open jumper for Thorell. Claret's shot is no good. And rebounded by Jessica Detterding. And Detterding gives it up ahead here for Johnson for Eustis Farnham. Pass in the lane, wide open in underneath, but the shot is no good for Johnson. And rebounded out there by Paige Thorell. So Loomis snags the rebound, trying to hold on to that very delicate three-point lead now. Give it up on the right side. Brooks got it. Tough jumper, it's no good. Detterding pulls down the rebound. And Jessica Detterding will get it off here for Melissa Johnson. Johnson, pass through the lane. Melanie's got it, takes it off glass and scores. Melissa Johnson with a nice little snap pass to Melanie Johnson, and now timeout for Loomis. They still lead it, but by the thinnest of margins. It's 39-38, 2:10 to go. Fourth quarter, timeout Loomis. They'll have the ball to inbound when we come back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it is the boys Fort Kearney, the boys Luplat Conference semifinals. The first game going on right now. At last report, Kearney Catholic had the lead against Gibbon, and that'll be followed by Loup City taking on Adams Central. Again, both those games will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then our second game tonight will have the number 3 seed, Axtell, taking on second seed at Amherst. As 3 of the top 4 seeds advance here, the only upset is a minor one. 5th seeded Eustis Farnham right now, giving Loomis all they can ask for, as Loomis with a 1-point lead after the timeout. They inbound it with 2:09 to go. And Collin kicks it on the baseline. Jumper by Maskey, and Maskey's fouled. Toy Maskey scored very early in the game and has not scored since. She's going to have 2 opportunities to change that right here. The foul on Detterding is just her first. But 2 free throws coming up here, and the first one is good for Tori Maskey. So second free throw by Maskey on the way, and it is also good. Good seating still available here at the Viero Event Center. Nice crowd on hand, though, as this is a venue that has been embraced by the Fort Kearney Conference, and why not? It is a fun place to watch a basketball game. Reeker on the right wing, works it back around the perimeter, stepping up here is Lobby. Back to Reeker for 3, and she hits the 3. Preston Reeker's 2nd three-pointer of the quarter, the only 2 three-pointers of the game, and we are tied at 41 with the basketball. Clarette Thorell. She'll give it off here left side for Collin. Collin in the lane, in trouble, landed, but somehow got it off. And the loose ball was tipped around and into the hands of Clarette Thorell, and we're going to have a foul. The ball was blocked, clearly, when they went up. She landed with it, but the ball had left her hand, even though it hadn't really left her personal space bubble. And so that was not a travel. And the loose ball picked up into the hands of Thorell. Thorell fouled, and now she's going to shoot 2. But you heard some groans there by the Eustis Farnham folks, because that block, many people thought that it should have been a travel. And the officials got it right, though. Thorell is going to shoot 2 after the foul on Lobby, and the first one is good. Miranda Lobby, that is her 4th personal foul. So second free throw here for Clarette Thorell is up and good. So a 2-point Loomis lead at 53-41. A minute 24 to go here. And by the way, Eustis Farnham still has 3 timeouts left. Loomis also with 3 timeouts left. So Melissa Johnson in the offensive zone has the dribble. And they'll give it off on the right wing here for Lobby. Lobby, top of the circle for Melissa Johnson. Reeker's hit a couple of three-pointers. They're trying to shade her just a little bit, though. They give it right side for Lobby. Lobby shot off glass is good. She banked it in on the right side, just inside the three-point mark. And we are tied again. Entry pass, knocked loose, but back into the hands of Toy Maskey, who made the pass. It was nearly intercepted. Now she gets in lane for Brooke Thorell. Thorell gives it. Drive here by Page. Shot no good. It's a hell ball on the rebound, and the possession arrow is pointing to Loomis. 43-43, 46 seconds to go here, 4th quarter, and Loomis is going to inbound here. Well, instead of Maskey inbounding it, it's going to be April Collin. And April Collin slaps the basketball, puts everybody in motion. Pretty good pressure being put on. They get it to Brooke Thorell. Thorell is going to kick it back out to Courtney Palmer, and we have a stoppage here because I think we have a clock problem. So they stop the clock, unless it hadn't started yet. 45.3 to go. The officials get it all straightened out. So they 41 seconds on the clock. They reset the clock just a little bit, because it did not start on time. And so it's inbounded here for Brooke Thorell. Brooke is going to give it back out for April Collin. 37 seconds and ticking. Tied at 43 with the dribble here is April Collin. Collin, entry pass inside, being knocked around by Melanie Johnson. I think Johnson might be called for the foul. And that is going to be the 4th personal foul on Melanie Johnson. She's got 4. Miranda Lobby also with 4 for Eustis Farnham. Free throw bounces around and no good for Paige Thorell. And timeout, Eustis Farnham. 26.8 to go in the ballgame. We're tied at 43, a full timeout for the Knights. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, timeout here for Eustace Farnham, in part to kind of ice the shooter. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at concession stands across the Fort Kearney Conference, like Elm Creek, Wilcox, Hildreth, Amherst. Free throw rolls around and is good. Nice shooter's touch there by Paige Thoreau. And a one-point lead here for Loomis. 24 seconds to go. With the dribble is Melissa Johnson. Johnson gets a screen. Johnson on the baseline. Double team. Bounce pass. An extra bounce pass. A drive shot. Good! And there's no foul called. And then the timeout. Coming up with that basketball was Melanie Johnson. As they had that set play on the baseline. Coming off a screen. Johnson laid it up and in. And a one-point lead here for Eustace Farnham with 11.8 to go. They call the quick timeout, and we're at court level, and I love doing games from court level, so I'm not 100% sure. I think that shot was from Melanie Johnson. Reeker actually hit the shot. Thanks, Buck. Buck Mahoney from the Kearney Hub helping us out here. Preston Reeker is the one that hit the shot instead of Johnson. He had a little bit different, better angle than what I had. And so Reeker gives them a one-point lead, 45-44. This is the first lead they've had since 4-2. Loomis will inbound it. They get the ball in the hands of Maskey. Maskey back out for Palmer. Palmer passes up ahead here to Maskey, and a timeout by Loomis with 7.2 to go. They bring it across the timeline with 7.2 to go, and they call a timeout. The coaching staff for Loomis does. Jim Rayburn calls the timeout. And we'll take it with it. 7.2 to go. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout here. It's 45-44. Eustace Farnham with a one-point lead. Loomis will have it. We come back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And we're back here to the VO Event Center. 7.2 seconds to go. 45-44. Eustace Farnham with the lead. Loomis with the basketball. They hit a three-pointer when they trailed 4-2 and haven't trailed until just now. They trail it now 45-44 with 7.2 seconds to go. Inbound to the basketball is going to be Tori Maskey. Maskey tosses it in to April Collin. Collin drives. Collin shot no good. It's out of bounds. Last touch by the Wolves. Paige Thoreau, when that shot was blocked, tried to come down with it. It went off of her hands and out of bounds. And now Eustace Farnham is going to call the timeout. Well, now Eustace Farnham really all about. All they have to do is inbound the basketball. And, of course, if Loomis can't make that immediate steal, what they're going to do is they're going to try to commit the foul. So a full timeout here for Eustace Farnham with 2.7 to go. We'll take a quick timeout as well. Eustace Farnham with a one-point lead in the basketball. We come back right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Long pass up ahead, pulled down by Preston Reeker, and she is fouled with 0.9 to go. It's one of those passes where they underthrew it. And Melissa Johnson is like, oh my God, thank goodness, she's saying, because I think she meant to throw that one deeper, didn't get as much on it as she wanted to, and making the adjustment to the ball was Preston Reeker. Reeker caught basically a 45-foot long bounce pass, and her free throw is no good. 0.9 to go, rebounded by Maskey, and that is the end of the ball game. Eustace Farnham comes from behind. They trailed by as many as 13, but they win it 45-44 over the Loomis Wolves. A great effort here by Eustace Farnham as they are able to come from 13 down and end the championship dreams for the top-seeded Loomis Wolves, a final of 45-44. Nice effort tonight here for both these two teams, and congratulations to Eustace Farnham, the first team to solidify a spot into Saturday's championship games. Once again, 45-44, Eustace Farnham with the win. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll wrap things up and give you our Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot, and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. A great basketball game here. Come from behind win for Eustace Farnham, 45-44. You are listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping the local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Loomis. They had a couple players in double digits, as leading the way was Courtney Palmer. She hit 4 3-pointers. She finished with 12 in the game. 12 points for Paige Thorell, 4 points for Clarette Thorell, off the bench. 4 points for Tori Maskey, 2 points for Brooke Thurrell, and 4 for April Collin. Riley Hahn, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, had 1 point here on the night as Loomis falls here 44-45. So Eustace Farnham comes up with the win. They were led by Melanie Johnson. Johnson finished with 17 points in the game. Preston Reeker, 8 points in the fourth quarter, including the final two that marked the difference. Got a nice little bounce pass, laid it up and in the final about 10 seconds or so. And so she finishes with 16, 17 for Johnson, 16 for Reeker, 6 points for Jessica Detterding, 4 points for Melissa Johnson, and Miranda Lobby finished with 2 points here for Eustace Farnham, who now will improve the record to 10-9 on the season, and they will play for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship on Saturday afternoon against either the Amherst Lady Broncos or the Axtell Wildcats. We'll find out who that is as we have our next game coming up here in just a few moments at the Vero Event Center, as Axtell defeated SEM in the quarterfinals, and Amherst, no problem with Wilcox Hildreth, 60-42. So we'll have that next game coming up for you here in about, 10 to 12 minutes or so. We'll be back on the air for coverage of the game between Axtell and Amherst. And certainly think that the potential is there that our next game could be just as exciting as the one we just wrapped up, where Eustace Farnham comes from behind and they win it 45-44 over Loomis. I'm Randy Bushka for engineer Jeff Babel back in the studios. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back in about 12 to 13 minutes or so for coverage of Axtell and Amherst right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.